Halle Berry doubles down on view that Gavin Newsom probably should not be the next president, it's disturbing. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 4, 2026. Actress Halle Berry doubled down on her view that California Governor Gavin Newsom, D, probably should not be the next president. It's disturbing when people say they're going to do things and then they don't, Berry said of Newsom in an interview with The Cut, referring to the governor failing to contact the actress to address her concerns after he suggested he would. In December, the Die Another Day star called Newsom's credibility as a future presidential candidate into question at the New York Times Deal Book Summit, where she asserted that the governor has overlooked and is currently devaluing women. Back in my great state of California, my very own governor, Gavin Newsom, has vetoed our menopause bill. Not one, but 2 years in a row, Berry said on stage at the event. Adding, but that's okay, because he's not going to be governor forever. Watch below. The way he's overlooked women, half the population. By devaluing us in midlife, he probably should not be our next president either. Just saying, Berry declared. The following day, Newsom told TMZ that his team would reach out to Berry's manager about the menopause issue, before suggesting that the actress didn't know what she was talking about when she spoke at the Deal Book Summit. We're reconciling this, the California governor said, adding, they included it in the budget next year. She didn't know that. After being asked what he believes women didn't understand about the bill, Newsom replied, they didn't understand that we're already in the process of fixing it. However, fast forward to more than a month later, and Berry still has yet to hear from Newsom or his team, the actress said. But he heard what I said, the Monsters Ball star told The Cut on Monday. If he is going to run to be our next president, he can't sleep on women. Wake up, Gavin. Moreover, Berry's comments at the Deal Book Summit came a month after the actress co-wrote an opinion piece in Time, where she blasted Newsom for vetoing the Menopause Care Act. It is enraging that women in California have to continue to wait for adequate and informed health care. When we were on the precipice of progress, she wrote in the op-ed, titled, Newsom dropped the ball on menopause, but other states are ready to lead. The legislation is a bipartisan bill aimed at securing insurance coverage for proven treatments. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.